Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's July 26, 2021, and this is episode 116 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're new here, I guess I should tell you that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation, even to stir the pot sometimes. I like to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics even further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Hey, welcome back. Happy Monday. I hope you rested up this weekend after our first week back to Context and Clarity after a two-week break, and I hope you took a break. If you've just stumbled into the podcast and you're wondering, what's going on? You may not know this, but Context and Clarity is certainly this podcast, but it's also a coffee talk on the Clubhouse app every weekday morning. It's a daily live stream to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group, and it's a weekly simulcast to points all over the internet. In that simulcast, on Thursdays, we talk with a guest. So when you hear me mention our special guests, that's what I'm talking about. We often play our daily topics for everything that is context and clarity off of what we'll discuss with our special guests. This week, we've pulled together another great group of topics that I think should apply to your day-to-day work and your business, and a thing that we haven't covered for a while. So let's see how that shapes up. But before we get into it, let me ask you this. Did you have a chance to listen to last week's episodes? From our Clubhouse coffee talks to the live streams, we covered a good variety of topics that I'm not really sure how to categorize. You may not have realized it, but all of the topics tied in some way to George Smart's journey from Falling Water to U.S. Modernist. By the way, George was our special guest for Context and Clarity Live last week. In case you missed any of last week's episodes, let's do a quick recap. On Monday, in episode 111, we kicked off our first week back by asking, what's your favorite architectural style? As it turns out, it wasn't so easy for us to nail down a style. We were better at keying into influences and characteristics than we were any certain style. Tuesday, in episode 112, we talked about advice for clients. We often complain that many clients don't know what they don't know. So what advice would you give to someone that was looking for the right architect? On Wednesday's episode 113, we talked about passions and explored what it takes to be so passionate that you'll promote or advocate for some aspect of the profession. Then on Thursday, on our simulcast version, Context and Clarity Live, Catherine and I talked to Mr. Modernism, George Smart. George has been on a fascinating journey from a visit to Falling Water and a late-night Google search to becoming the go-to resource for preserving modernist residential architecture. Finally, on Friday's episode 115, Catherine joined me again, and we continued a new Context and Clarity feature that we started a few months ago. We're calling it Member Spotlights, and our member spotlight last week was John Kenny. If you missed any, or you want to dig into some of these topics a little bit deeper, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to the episode that you missed. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. I know that there are some in our audience who aren't on Facebook, and I understand that. But if that's you, I encourage you to make the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. It's an extremely active global community just for architects. Every day, I'm amazed at some sort of conversation that's going on in the group, and they all start with a question or a story about what happened on the job site today or something that someone in the community is struggling with. Then, because this truly is a community, everyone else in the group weighs in with their experiences and advice. It's a wonderful thing. If this sounds intriguing, but you're still on the fence, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about using that link and think about joining the group and then think about adding to these live conversations that we have every afternoon. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we're back to our daily Context and Clarity conversation format with a new theme for this week. As a little teaser, the special guest that Catherine and I will talk to on Thursday this week is Bolanli Williams Oley, the CFO of Mancini Duffy and the founder of She Builds Money. As we were preparing for this week, I realized that we haven't tackled financial topics on Context and Clarity for quite some time. So we're going to spend the week talking about finances in architecture. And today, we'll start with financial tools in architecture. So the question is, what are your favorite financial tools? Do you have any? What do you use to manage the finances of your business? I guess this could be anything from post-it notes to accounting softwares. I'll be the first to admit that I'm not the most sophisticated when it comes to managing my business finances. So I guess I use a combination of a CRM to track and project my pipeline, FreshBooks for invoicing, and Stripe for receiving online payments. Maybe something else that I should add is that although I haven't yet implemented all of Mike Michalowicz's profit first formula, I do utilize several specifically dedicated banking accounts. So there's mine. What about you? What tools do you use? I'll be interested to hear, and I'll probably learn some things. We all will from hearing each other share. So get ready, because this is the question we'll start with on the Clubhouse app this morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, and in the Context and Clarity conversation inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group today at 4 p.m. Eastern.
If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m. I host Context and Clarity conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.